Ah, look at this, LUS.ca. The man himself, Lou, is on the phone line. Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Very happy. My folks
are
out of town.
You're having a lot of fun there today, I hear.
Yeah, I was getting in his ear while he's...
Yeah, it's tough when you can't stop laughing on air, isn't it?
You know, they say laughter is the best medicine, Lou. So I'm just making this a healthy, healthy workplace.
Thank you.
Now, what's it like when your hair is on fire? How busy are we at Lou's these days? Everyone's very excited about ski season, but then on top of that, you've got the holidays coming up, and everyone's got a skier slash boarder or mountain adventure person in their life. How has it been?
Yeah. Well, skiing is surprisingly good. I think a lot of people, if they headed out, would be surprised. I've been to Lake Louise 4 times now. If I were going to ski the entire mountain, admittedly, I would take rock skis. But meanwhile, the skiing is good. Plenty of snow, soft. The groomers are in excellent shape. Skiing's been beautiful.
Yeah, ahead of schedule has been the one thing I continually hear from, I think I had some pals out there last Saturday. They said, really impressive for, I guess at that point, it was still November. Wow.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good. I'm happy I've gone every Monday for the past month since opening, and it just keeps getting better and better.
I love it.
I wouldn't miss it. Yeah, it's very nice.
Good start to the season. Okay, so here's what we know. This is an annual conversation we have, and it's a good one, and there's a few tweaks to it, but we have to remember, we are not skiing in California. We are skiing on, you know, the east side of the Rocky Mountains, which can be a little chillier, and we are not blessed with the, you know, 30 feet of snowfall, though we get lots of snow. And with that in mind, there are certain items that are very popular around here for skiers, and anything that's heated always flies off the shelves around holiday season, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And as a matter of fact, I've just Lake Louise Ski School invites me every year to talk to their new instructors. They hire this year, I think it was 50 instructors from UK and Australia and New Zealand. None of them have any. They're all ski. You know, they all ski. They've all been in snow before, but they've never been anywhere that has our kind of cold.
Right.
And every year they invite me to, and I just did it this Monday, they invite me to come talk to them about foot safety and comfort and all of those things. And I just did that this Monday for 50 instructors. So yeah, it should be front of mind here for certain.
Yeah, this isn't the Gold Coast. You're going to need more than that that wicking layer, hey? Maybe throw on a couple more jackets on top of that, young man.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what I talked with them about was really, I think people don't necessarily think of it right away, but the first thing, separate from the gifty kind of things that you and I will talk about and the electric heated things, is really getting a proper boot fit. Almost everyone skis boots that are way too big. Almost everyone. It's people come in here complaining about their boots constantly. There's just a stream. And none of those people come with boots that are too small. I mean, maybe one time a year, virtually everyone has boots that are too big. And what happens then is that their foot is loose inside the boot. To stop that, they buckle it really tightly. It cuts off their circulation. And it doesn't matter when that's the situation, it doesn't matter what we do to warm their feet. It's not going to work if there's no circulation up there anyway. So the first thing really, a nice gift I think would be to just, there's no charge even, just make someone a card and give them a gift certificate, a free gift certificate to come into the store and have their ski boots fit evaluated. Because if it's too big, it's tough to stay warm. And we can figure all that out in 10 minutes.
It always comes back to the boot fit, doesn't it? It's crazy.
It does.
And it's funny.
It's essential.
One of the images you've got on your website at lose.ca is someone riding a mountain bike, someone golfing, and someone playing soccer. They're all wearing ski boots. And you're making a really interesting point because I think everyone thinks, oh, those cinder blocks that my feet hate. It doesn't have to be that way, right?
It doesn't have to be that way. Boots are incredibly modifiable. It's one of the nice things. Probably relative to hockey skates. We work on hockey skates, but they're a lot less workable than ski boots are. Ski boots are pretty easy. If you get the right size to begin with, you can make them almost any shape beyond that. So for any bunion or bunionette or high, you know, bones on top of high insteps and ankles, all of that's really easy once you get the size right.
Okay, so the feet we've taken care of. That's good. As for any deals around the store or perhaps the gift that people are going to love and say, oh, I got this from so-and-so on this Christmas, and it's been with me every ski trip since. I know the heated bags and things like that are always popular. What's front of mind this year?
Well, unfortunately, I guess one of the things is going to be what you just mentioned in terms of not new, but the heated bags are amazing. It's about the nicest gift, I think, other than properly fitting boots. It's one of those things that you can't believe it's as nice as it is until you start using it, and then you wonder how you live without it. So both Head and Rossignol make heated boot bags, and they dry your boots, and they warm your boots, and they dry your gloves and your pants and everything you stuff inside them. But then beyond that, they make your boots so warm and the plastic so soft that it's not a lot harder to put on your boots than putting on your bedroom slippers. It's the nicest way to start the day.
Yeah. No, and that is the thing, awesome. Right? I mean, if you start with a boot that's not fitting right and it's cold in the back of a truck or something, I mean, my goodness, good luck having a good day out there.
Exactly. So heated boot bags from Rossi and Scott are awesome gifts. And after that, there's electric socks is a great way to keep warm. And that's probably the warmest thing you can put on your feet. There's also in-boot electric heaters. They're probably not quite as warm as the socks are, but the socks are fairly thick. And in some people's boots with a really good fit, the socks may be too thick to fit. If you can fit the socks, they're the warmest way to go. If you can't fit the socks, then the electric heaters go right under your toes. And I'd say that's the next thing. And they work well.
Backcountry skiers and or boarders or kids, what's the hot item? I know Avi bags is something we've touched on a ton in the past.
Well, I mean, the neat thing about all the AT stuff now is that it used to be the realm of alpine touring companies like Scarpa or La Sportiva or G3, whoever, and they all make great products. But what's so amazing now is that all of the major ski companies have gotten involved. So there's touring boots from Technica and Dalbello and Head, and there's touring bindings from Marker, and there's so much gear out there now. It's amazing. So there's just great selections of stuff. And one of the neat things is that with the focus on alpine touring now from the ski companies, there's been a focus on performance. So alpine touring boots used to be these great big cavernous things. You almost couldn't get a good fit. They would be comfortable in the store, but they'd be loose and sloppy when you're actually skiing. And now there's a multitude of boots that fit real well and actually fit as snugly as a regular ski boot. They ski great. They walk well. There's an enormous selection of things out there. And one of the neat products for this year is Head's Core Ski. It's not an ultra lightweight touring ski. It would be kind of a medium weight touring ski, but it's designed as a piece ski. So it carves and it holds on ice and it works really well in the unpredictable kind of conditions we get around here. So for someone that didn't want just the lightest weight touring setup, but needed a ski that really performed well for high speed skiing and for all kinds of conditions, Head's new Core Ski with a tech binding, it would be an amazing setup. An amazing setup.
Tell us about what your hours are like as we head into the holiday season here. And, of course, remind us of your location. I think probably the best way to describe it is what? Behind the Home Depot near Chinook Center.
Yeah. See, I don't even need to say it.
There you go.
That's exactly right. 6434 1A Street, behind the Home Depot across from Chinook Center. And the hours are Tuesday through Friday, noon until 8. Saturday 10 till 5 and Sunday 11 to 4. The other thing I'll mention just quickly is that we're going to have 12 days of Christmas sale. Now the things that will be on sale each day leading up to Christmas haven't been decided yet, but it will be on our website. So the best way to stay in touch with what's going to go on sale when is to go to the website, LOU at lous.ca.
I love it. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. 12 days of Christmas. Get excited. Let's do this. Let's have some fun.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. There he is, Lou, the man himself. LOUS.ca is the website. Lou's Performance Center. The best gear, the best approach to making sure your foot feels good. And for those who ski in your life or board or do alpine adventuring, there's no better spot in town to get a gift in this holiday season. That, this week's edition of The Snow Show.